Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply breakdancing. Breakdancing. We are all familiar with the craze that swept the world in the 80s and 90s, and it was simply breakdancing. You know the breakdancing moves that we can't forget. They even had movies about breakdancing. You remember them? One was called Breaking. Then there was a sequel, Breaking 2. Then there was the movie Crush Groove. And the list goes on and on because breakdancing was a very popular activity. Well, running a business has a lot in common with the breakdancing phase. And I can say that if we can adopt some of these key components of what it takes to be a great breakdancer, we can also build a phenomenal business. Let's begin with our CRUSH acronym, 5 key steps. We may not get to them all, but let's give it a shot. The C says that the breakdancer was creative. Now, you've got to admit, no dance was more creative than breakdancing. Rolling on your back, on your stomach, twisting your legs. I mean, there were never 2 identical breakdances. And in business, the same creativity plays a role, as there are no 2 business people that have the exact same approach. And that's a good thing, because our creativity has a role to play in our business success. The question is, how are you leveraging your creativity to become more successful in business? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to keep a few quick things in mind. First, consider what you do best. Everybody does something better than the rest of the crowd. It may be public speaking, it may be writing, it may be organizing, it may be administrative tasks. Whatever you do best is something that you can incorporate into your business to grow it even better. Obviously, of course, when you incorporate it into your business, then it's going to increase awareness about your business. And I encourage everyone that uses creativity to keep searching for better ways to achieve the best results. You see, back in the day, the breakdancers would come up with their own moves. They did their own choreography. They did their own steps and routines and the whole nine. By the same token, as an entrepreneur, we've got to come up with our own moves. In some cases, we are our own choreographers. We've got to dictate and map out the course of our day, week, and month in order to create an environment that is going to be more successful than everybody else's that we know. The R in our CRUSH acronym reminds us that breakdancing was risky. I'm telling you, one false move and the breakdancer could actually break something. It's called breakdancing for a reason. I mean, spinning on your neck, turning back, flip, jumping up around, and all those kinds of things. It was very risky, just like business. And in business, just like the breakdancer, we've got to mitigate the risk. In other words, we've got to minimize risks in order to be more effective. Now, what did the breakdancer do to minimize his risk? Well, first, that breakdancer had some cardboard. See, he just didn't start spinning on the asphalt or the concrete. No, that breakdancer would take out some cardboard, lay it down on the ground, and then when he got ready to hit the ground, he'd hit it on a cardboard because he knew that that surface was smooth enough and supportive enough to sustain him. By the same token, my friends, your system is your cardboard. The business system by which you operate on a daily basis represents your cardboard. You don't want to start spinning and twisting and moving outside of the confines of a system. Have you identified what your business system of success is? Do you have an outline to let you know, as well as those on your team, what to do every day, day in and day out? In other words, my friend, if you're operating without a system, you're like a breakdancer on concrete. It's just a matter of time before the worst things happen. And I can tell you, my friends, that by the same token, we want to be able to incorporate those systems so that we can win every time. Every organization has systems, and you need one as well. The U in our CRUSH acronym reminds us that that breakdance was up-tempo. There were no slow jams for breakdancers. Breakdancers didn't do any slow moves. All the breakdancing moves were up-tempo. You remember the breakdancer would also have the big beatbox that he would carry, and that beatbox played the fastest music. That breakdancer would begin to skip around, and he'd spin as fast as he could to the fast-paced music. Well, in business, the same thing applies. Business, entrepreneurship, if you're running your own show, it's a fast-paced environment. However, it's the place where most of the people want to slow jam when they're supposed to be moving fast. You see, in business, we can't afford to be one step behind. We've got to be two, three, four steps ahead. The pace is what's important. So you may say, well, how do I become fast in business? Consider the PACE acronym to assist in that, to increase your tempo. First, the P reminds you to practice being fast. Get in the habit of completing tasks quickly. You know, in corporate America, for example, people are known for milking the clock. They move as slow as possible. Don't follow their pattern. Use alarms and timers to gauge at the speed of your business. You should know exactly how much you can accomplish in 1 hour, in 1 day, in 1 week, and in 1 month. You should know it because you've timed it, you've paced it, you've set a routine in place. That A says if you want to increase your tempo, you've got to abandon. Yes, my friends and neighbors, abandon all unnecessary but time-consuming tasks. This includes personal phone calls, social media. You see, in the corporate world, businesses limit the amount of personal activities employees can engage in while they're on the job. You know it. They'll even disable your browser so that you can't even visit Facebook or YouTube or any other social media site. They'll do that because they want to make sure that you're completely focused and you've abandoned all unnecessary activities. However, what if you work from home? You've got to be your own supervisor or manager or self-governor. You've got to be able to regulate yourself and say, I'm not going to do this, 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 or this because it takes away from my pace. Then that C says I've got to collaborate. Remember, two are better than one. You work with your team members to streamline tasks. On an assembly line, multiple people work together to create one final finished product. Adopt this philosophy and save yourself time in the process. And then the E in that pace component just says you've got to get up early. You'll be amazed how much more you can accomplish by waking up just 1 hour earlier in every single day. You can set this time aside for your personal activities that would normally crowd your day. You see, increasing your tempo makes you more like the breakdancer. You don't want to be slow, you want to be fast. I wish we had time to continue this segment, my friends, but that's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. And if you enjoyed this training segment, let me assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.